All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. We're going to get in touch with an old friend here.
All right, now we're going to try to get in touch with an old friend here. Guy who used to be on the station many years ago, who was mentioned on this program because Jake won an e-break for his liver confusion. Well, the original ticket host that had liver confusion was a guy named Rocco Pendola. And the ticket has a very controversial relationship with Rocco. While he was here, he got crossways with several people that worked on the station. And then he left, and he kind of went nationwide there for a while because he was on all the money programs. You would see him up on MSNBC and CNBC and all those programs where they were talking about money and stocks.
Yeah, he was fascinated with the stock market when he was here. What did he call his segment? His massive
stock portfolio
mm-hmm. segment. Yeah,
he's like 22, and he would invest in stocks. He would invest in stocks, even though he had no money. It was fake money that he would invest in, but he was with it. So we're trying to track him down. We had a very old number for him.
And it's got a thumbs down from the control room.
So are you saying it's a disconnected number?
No, I'm getting a machine.
But it's his,
voice? No way to know. It's an automated
thing. Yeah, I believe he lives out west, so it's probably...
The idea was we were going to try to wake him up
6:30
on the West Coast. And he's a bartender now, so he keeps late hours.
Right.
Oh, so hopefully we were going to awaken him right in the middle of him trying to sleep something off. And he's not going to recognize the ticket number. This is our hotline number.
Fernando's calling him again. Let's see here.
Okay. Here, pull up Fernando's mic, and let's see if we can get him talking to Rocco if he wakes him up. Because I guarantee if Rocco answers and Mike says, hey, it's Mike Fernandez, Rocco's going to have no idea who that is. There's no
way he would remember Fernando.
No,
Fernando was here.
He will not remember. Why don't you leave him a message, Fernando?
Yeah, let's hear how Fernando leaves.
Hey, Rocco, it's Fernando. Where the heck are you? You're supposed to be available for us whenever we need you. Don't you know that? Come on.
Tell him you love him. Did you really leave that? Did you leave it?
Sure, why not?
Good. Good. Now, you didn't leave him a callback number. I'm worried that's a problem. Or whether
the
caller ID.
He probably can see the number.
Will be on there. But I don't know if our caller ID number
will
actually
work. I think it says our main number.
Okay. As we wait for Rocco to call us back, which is a very low, I think, low percentage shot here, him actually calling us back. So we're going to risk it here and listen to an old bit. Do you remember Frank Grego? Speaking of old ticket show host.
Mm-hmm.
Fake Grego was a real ticket show host in his day. Now people only know him as Fake Grego because the real one hasn't been on for a while. But he had a very offensive way with women. He was the most pre-Me Too of all ticket show hosts. So we're going to risk it. Now be prepared to dump out of this at any moment, okay? Because we haven't listened to this in 20 years. Fake Grego love line. Hit it, Jer.
All right, welcome back to the Ticket Love Line, the show that allows you to give all the intimate details of your love life. I'm your host, Sweet Grego. Give us a call. Let me hear from you. It's 214-RGW-LOVE, L-O-V-E, RGW-LOVE. Or you can give us a call at the wireless call at start to pound it at 1310. All right! Let's go to the phones. Sherry and Grapevine, you're on the ticket with Sweet Grego. What's up, whore?
Hi, this is Sherry, and first of all, don't call me a whore.
I can call you whatever I want, whore.
No!
Well, can I give you my problem?
All right, first of all, are you fat?
Fat?
Yeah, are you fat?
I'm not fat. I'm not real, real skinny.
That means you're fat.
Well, I'm height, weight, proportionate. That's what you mean.
F-A-P, fat.
He misspelled.
What's your problem, Piggy?
Well, me and my boyfriend, we just can't communicate.
Oh, you can't communicate, can you? Well, do what I do and use a lot of country witticism. Sweet Grego, out. All right. We're going to go back to the phones now. We got Ginger on the line. No Ginger. Expo, hang up.
Yeah,
hang
that was
up
his
on
ex-girlfriend
him.
That he was always
no
talking
Ginger's
about.
No Ginger's on the Sweet Grego show. Give us a call, 214-RGW-LOVE. RGW-LOVE. All right, let's go back to the phones now. Let's go to Julie and Addison. You're on the Ticket Love Line with Sweet Grego. What's
Not
up, Sweet
far
Pants?
Away from regular.
Hi,
Grego.
This is Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hey. Well, I just can't seem to meet nice guys, you know?
How big are your boobs?
Well, I don't think that's any of your business.
How big are your boobs?
Well, I'm just not going to talk about that. Now, this is my problem. You know, I just go to these bars, and I just, you know, I meet all these sleazy guys. I can't seem to meet any nice guys.
How big are they? Got some melons there?
I'm very offended. Can't you just answer my question?
How big are your boobs?
That's irrelevant.
Like apples? Great, right. How big are they? Let me hear from you.
Big.
All right, she hung up on it. All right, Grego Love Line in full force here. Give us a call.
And
1-2-1.
You realize
you can't really take calls like
and
that.
And it's not too far off of the way regular Grego used to work. It was the "How big are your boobs, Grego?" That was his catchphrase at the time. The worst guy to give relationship advice in the world, and he did a Love Line show here.
They did once get in trouble at a golf tournament for measuring.
Yeah, and also got in trouble at a not golf course one time for something that happened in a production.
Yeah, we can't really talk about that one.
The phrase "at a not golf course" has thrown me into hypnosis.
All right, there's a little audio.
All right, close that vault.
Pre-Me Too audio.
8:48 on the